Get
Blog
the fuck
Talk Radio.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that when I fall, I can't help myself at all.
Hey, asshole. Bravos, bravos, bravos. Well, well, well.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't think it started yet, dude.
BG, shut the fuck up.
See, I told you it said unmuted.
What's up, dude?
What's up, assholes?
I'm taking a piss.
And Doc's probably holding it for you, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not holding it for him. It's too small for me to get my hands around it.
I'm actually just fucking. Well, yeah, it's live. I'm just fucking around, trying to figure out screening callers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, last week you had us on there. We were talking. We never heard you say unmuted. And then him and I start going back and forth, you know, after the bullshit that happened last week, and we heard you guys going, if I hear this fucking girl's one name, and I just muted us after that.
Yeah. It was like, damn it, we didn't even know.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
fun. Yeah. So what are you two cock gobblers doing this weekend?
Oh, you must be talking about BG and somebody else.
Well, Dob just got off a band, so he feels like a chick that just took a bra off. So he's going to be posting everywhere. I'm still out.
I'm all posting like a field fuck, man. I'm out there just posting away.
Yeah.
Got my Facebook news on and everything.
There you go.
Hey, yeah, if you're a good liar or a good bullshitter, hey, we got room on a page that we made up. It's Facebook news. If you read it here, it's got to be true. We just make a bunch of shit up to get people laughing and cutting up. I think it's hilarious.
Hey, BG, they actually have something like that already. It's called Fox News.
Right? Well, you know, I geared this one more toward Facebook, you know. I mean, you know, it's like that old joke, if you read it in Maxim, it's got to be true. So I kind of done a spin off on that. Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking alerts to all you fucking army fucks. Ooh.
Yeah.
Too much fucking army gayness.
You do know that you're on a fucking, you're in an army run.
Yeah.
Hold on. Doc, were you in the fucking Navy?
He started off in the fucking Army, so don't let him bullshit you.
Then I realized I wasn't gay and had to switch to the Navy.
Yeah, he realized he liked
semen too much. Hold on. You realized that you weren't gay, so then you switched to the Navy?
Yeah.
Look, I know that's really hard for you to comprehend because of your high ASVAB score, but yes, that's true.
You like to compare ASVAB scores, Doc?
How are we going to prove it? What are we going to do? Photoshop? I can Photoshop the shit out of it. You know,
I have no problem telling you what my GT score was.
Well, I don't know what my individual, my I don't know what that score was. My overall score is a 92. I don't remember what my GT, GM, and all those other little initial shit were.
The score that determined what job I got was 123. And
yeah,
I remember
they wanted everybody to have a 120. I had a 117. I went to school for 2 weeks, and then they said right before the test, "Hey, we're not going to count you off, but if you do miss, you'll go backwards instead of forwards." And I was like, 117 is good. And I got up and walked out without taking a test. They're like, you motherfucker, you just conned us out of 2 weeks of school. I was like,
So BG qualified for that guy that was on shitter duty in Iraq, you know, to have the fucking tent post and stir the fucking shitter. That's what a 117 grade gets you.
117 is pretty badass, actually.
I don't remember the actual GT scores and all that.
I don't think you have to have a GT score to stir the shit canister when you're burning it.
No, you can be a grunt and do that.
They proved that over the last.
Kyle, you were 11 Bravo. Oh, I thought you were 11 Bravo, Kyle.
He's a daggone crew chief for them whirly birds.
Helicopters. Yeah, you have to have.
Yeah, he's the reason the Blackhawk went down.
First of all, I was like 11 years old, you fucking backwater bastard.
Well, you know, I guess they couldn't give you a statement of charges. Like, no, this ain't going to work.
No, they couldn't charge me with shit.
How old are you, by the way?
What's that?
How old are you?
What is this? Is this a fucking dating site?
Well, you know, you
it
got
might
big
be.
30 lips.
I'm 33.
I'm 37.
Oh. I'm 25.
Yeah, a year.
I can be 25. Don't you hate?
BG, how old did how old did you say you are?
I'm 37.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you the other day.
He's 37 in dog years.
I saw a picture of you the other day with a beard and the long hair. You look like you look like Neil Young got fucked by Gandalf the Grey.
That's pretty funny. It's better than most of the time I get. I run a cult called Bug Out Military, and I'm fucking Charles fucking Manson.
You, hey, you know what? You could also pass for Charles Manson.
Yeah.
I, well, I mean, you
see my video that I made last week. It come to my brain, and I had it on YouTube in less than an hour. It's called I'm a Troll. That shit was funny as hell.
You know what?
I vaguely remember seeing
that. I can't remember where the fuck
that's
did
called
I see
alcohol.
Yeah.
That's what alcohol does, man. I vaguely remember being with that girl. I think she was 18. I'm not sure.
I took one for the team.
17, that's like 3 years over legal in Kentucky, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's quarter for cousins or not, and then you can say you're just teaching. You know, if she's not good enough for us, she can't be good enough for y'all. You know what I mean?
She got to practice with family first.
Well, it's like that Amish thing.
That's a fucking, yeah, we're not talking about that shit. Hey, speaking
of. You're really quiet tonight, Kyle. You're usually booming through there, but you're coming in pretty quiet tonight.
Really?
Yeah, you're usually booming
like
and loud.
I feel like I'm yelling at the fucking screen. Well, you know what
it is? My old lady just told me to shut up because she's like, you realize you do have headphones on and you can't hear yourself and you got a mic right beside your mouth. She's like, calm down.
Yeah, nobody said that to me.
Yeah, you're pretty loud.
Because I'll beat the hell out of them.
I'll beat that ass like cornbread batter.
What it is the I usually have headphones in.
Yeah.
And so instead of the headphones, I'm actually using the microphone that's on the computer.
Ah. Yeah, it sounds like you're a little distant.
I bought
a pair of headphones the other day that's got a mic built into it, so I can't
hear
to it. I still yell
at
it.
Hey, BG.
What?
Hey, tell them about the salt.
The what?
The salt. Remember about the new thing that we figured out about the salt? You know, about putting salt on the tongue?
Oh, yeah. No.
You guys are like a backwater version of fucking Laurel and Hardy.
Look, here's the deal. Here's what he's wanting me to do. And hell, we might as well do it. The mind is a very powerful tool. So what you do is you think about salt for about 10 seconds, right? And then you say it three times, salt, salt, salt. Then you open your mouth and you stick out your tongue and you act like you're shaking in salt and you can actually taste it.
What?
You can.
Do it. Do it.
Try it. Look, think salt in your brain for about 10 seconds and then say it three times out loud. Then you stick your tongue out real wide and you act like you're shaking the salt onto your tongue, and you can actually taste it.
If you actually think for 1 second that I'm going to fucking do that shit, while I'm shaking.
Yeah, you got to make sure there's a bunch of people in the room. That's the key to making this really fucking funny.
That may be a fucking good joke when you're fucking in a room full of people, or you know,
Kyle, the other day we were on an admin chat in a side group, and I said, I just got on there. Nobody was saying shit, and I got on there and said, hey, has anybody seen Botha? and one of the other admins off of another page that admins with us said, who's Botha? I said, both of these nuts. He was the Cav Scout. So I knew he'd seen both of these nuts.
Terrible.
Hey, Doc, I heard, did you hear about what the Navy is doing for relationships?
He's like, I witnessed it. I didn't hear it.
So apparently,
you know, he's the actual fucking,
what the Navy
he's ordained and he's been marrying people right and left.
Apparently what the Navy is doing now, in an effort to strengthen relationships, they've switched to powdered soap because apparently it takes longer to pick up.
It takes the alcohol out of the equation, huh?
Yeah, it
next thing you know, they're joined at the hip.
No, it just prolongs.
Yeah, I made a meme about 6 months ago because I remember when I was in Army boot camp, we had those old pup tents, you know, where you carried half the shelter halves. You know, your buddy carried the other half, and you had those three stakes and shit. I made a meme and said, the pump tent, two soldiers go in, one couple comes out.
I like those things other than, fuck, man, you're on the ground. It'd be nice they at least, you know.
Well, you got that puss pad to lay on.
Yeah, okay, like that does much.
It does better than just being straight on the ground. You ain't going to wake up with a wet fucking bag, that old green olive drab.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to get at. You know, it don't even have to get, like, really bad or nothing. Like, in Kentucky or Georgia where the humidity's terrible, and next thing you know, your bag went from weighing, what, 12 pounds to 40?
Well, the new ones are a lot better because they got that outer lining on the side of them.
Yeah. Well, hey, BG. I never use anything except the green one. What's up?
So, I got somebody is writing in and telling me to tell you, instead of salt, imagine that it's a ghost pepper. That way you'll know what it's like to be with a Hispanic man.
That's terrible.
Another part of that joke you could tell people to
Hold on. Wait a second. Yeah, you motherfuckers just sat here for like 20 minutes, and we just talked about how it's okay to do your cousin because it's in the family, but as soon as I make a Mexican joke, you guys want to get all fucking high and mighty?
Hey, what do you want to talk about, Mexicans or Mexicans? Which one you want to talk about?
Well, that's like the old joke about I'm going out this weekend shooting cans. What kind? Africans, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans.
All right. Hey. None of that shit. We don't fucking do that racist shit in here. Unless I'm telling the joke.
No, you know, the first thing I thought of, you know, it's just a bad way to put it. You know, unless you're going off, they got the little penis thing, because like a ghost pepper, it ain't there. They're just shaking it.
Oh, God, little penis thing. That's. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Wait.
Almost,
let me interrupt. Let me tell you this. Hold on.
Almost calmed down for like 5 minutes.
So, hey, earlier we were talking about how to raise money for our 501c.
Yeah, shut up. I knew where you were
going. For bug out military.
Shut up, dude.
Hey, shut up. Be quiet, BG. Be quiet. So we were talking about how to raise money, and we're saying, hey, you know, for maybe like $1,000, we'll get BG to shave his beard off. WC6, he goes, well, how about we get him, you know, an extra $200 or $300 to shave his head off? And I said, yeah, then we can keep on going up and we're like another 500 and he can shave his pubes off. And BG, no shit, without skipping the beat, goes, it's already shaved there. And we're like, you fucking shaved there? You seen the dude, right? With this whole head of hair and beard and everything. And so the only thing
for the old lady, dude. Get it right.
So the only thing that me and the other admin can think of, he shaves all his shit off, so his 2-inch penis with all that fucking mullet shaved away looks like a fucking 4-inch penis.
Like searching through the grass and found a mushroom.
we'll have to show video, so it actually proves it once people donate.
Well, here's the problem with that. Nobody wants to see BG's cock.
Yeah, I hear you.
It looks like a little bitty mushroom. It'd be like a fucking Asian guy, but he's white from Kentucky. It'll look like a little fucking mushroom, like one of those little dickheads from Mario Brothers. You know what I'm saying, Mario Brothers? The little fucking dickhead that you stomp on?
Here's what you could do.
Yeah.
You could tell everybody that unless they give you $1,000, then
pull
in your fucking dick.
Total ransom. I'm sending everybody dick pics.
And we'll get
Doctor on your timeline for your family to see.
We'll get Doctor Troyo so you make sure he gets you on one of his accounts. You'll get him, motherfucker.
Okay, you know what? I gotta ask this. So the other night, me and some guys were talking, and one of the guys was like, "Oh, well, I don't belong to that group on this account, or I don't follow that group on this account, but I have a ghost account." What the hell? Why the hell do people have multiple accounts?
Ask Doc. He's the man of multiple.
So there's
not
several.
There's
several reasons for it, and let's say I have like several accounts. So if you want to report a pic, and you got 10
Doc,
people
many,
that have eight
how
accounts,
many, Doc. How many is several?
Well, I have eight.
See?
You have eight separate Facebook
and none
accounts?
None of them are my real name.
Yeah, well,
my real name does not exist on Facebook.
Eight fucking pages.
Well, no, I have eight. Well, I'm part of more than eight pages, but I have eight accounts.
Eight fucking Facebook accounts.
Yeah, they're all
like,
fake.
Two of them look exactly alike and have the same name, so when somebody bans him, he pops back in and be like, "You can't hurt me, motherfucker."
I got accounts that have been on for years. Some of them are bisexual females, some of them are straight females. I'm gonna make a transsexual female called, I'm gonna make a transsexual called BG Smith Jr. So if you see that one pop up, add a friend request. So you can
explain this shit.
So there's several reasons why. I admin on several different pages.
He gets bored and talks to himself is one.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, but that's on open pages. The main reason is so you can go in there and you can report a bunch of pics. Some people put up pics about, hating on military or, some of the anti-inflammatory. You can go in there with 10 other people and you have 80 reports right off the bat within 20, 30 minutes, 80 people report it. Another reason is, some of the pages I'm on are considered like the hate pages and people report your stuff. So in order to just be able to still put up what
he gets banned a lot. Put it that way.
Yeah, that happens. And so you can still put up what you want to put up.
Now, originally, when I started adminning, I was required to make a fake account. BG Smith is not my name. My name's John Bumgardner. Hell, I live at 2540 Hatcher Road. My name's I don't give a shit. Hell, here's my phone number, 270-572-9099. I am a fake account as BG Smith, but I'm a real person. Now, the reason why I was required to do that, my head admin said, "Hey, we don't want anybody fucking with our real family and our real friends. They will troll the shit out of you. Make up a burner account." Well, we actually started doing pretty decent, And I become BG. I pretty much haven't been on my real account in almost 2 years. Now, that's because I don't want trolls, when we mess with other pages, to go fuck with my family and friends. Now, if they really want to know my phone number, I'll give it to them. We'll talk all fucking day long. They want to know where I live, like ISIS, y'all come too. Hey, that's 2540 Hatcher Road, Kalamazoo, Kentucky. I look forward to seeing your fucking bitch ass. But anyway, other than that, that's why we start them, because we don't want people fucking with our real friends and real family, so we have different accounts.
And I've come to
the fact where I don't care.
And another good thing that we used on Bug Out Military, there's actually people have gotten in there. Gosh, I don't remember that guy that lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, but there I made a specific account that catches this guy.
Oh,
perping on the girls that were in an account.
Yes.
And got him hook, line, and sinker.
Shit. We figured out that, you know, he liked getting girls and having guys be with them, and then he wanted to be with them afterwards so he could taste guys and stuff, and that's a little fucking out there. We don't need a guy like that in our group trying to hit on these girls and trying to get them alone. We figured out that he was scamming us, trying to get us out of money so we could get him moved down to Texas where he used to be. You know, and if we didn't have these fake troll accounts, we couldn't check on people as well as we do.
And there are. And like my fake account, a lot of the people I've served with in Afghanistan, Iraq, a lot of the Marines, sailors, you know, even BG and a couple of guys in our group that go camping with us, I showed him my ID card. There's a bunch of admins off of other groups, Wook Nation, Pogue Empire, not Justice Tip of the Spear, but I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. Pogue Empire, Wook Nation, some of the guys off the other pages I admin with. You know, I've showed him who I really am. You know,
I know who he is. I've met him a couple times. He's a weird bastard.
You guys probably meet every night in the fucking shower. Who are you lying to?
No,
well, he takes a photo of me and probably beats off and makes shower babies in there. There's
no,
a bunch of shower babies in his.
We met twice. We met right before New Year's, right after Christmas last year, and then we went camping this summer. When he's on leave from where he's at, going to where his family lives, he pretty much comes close to here.
I'm also part of another group called hashtag Walk for the Voices 22, and every time I go out there, everything that we've done, I said, I'm going to be out there. You know, put my real self out there. And most people are just bullshitters online. They just want to say, hey, I'm gonna come kick your ass because they bought a new Tap-Out shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to meet
you. And they never show up.
We could tell that story.
No, let's not do that one. That'll bring up old wounds.
Yeah, it's a bad topic. He did have a dude. We had him trolling a female that is very popular in the military community, and this dude got kind of pissed that he was saying shit and wanted to meet him up, and Doc pretty much busted out and said, hey, meet me at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'll be here. The dude didn't show up. It's like, okay.
Of course they did.
We figured that.
I had another admin from Pogue Empire with me. He can vouch for it, too. He's like, dude's not showing up.
And I told him, look, this is not why we started this trolling event. Tell you the truth, if he does show up, here's what I want you to do. Buy the fucker a beer and thank him for his service. Because we're not in it to have fights. We're not in it to be bitching at each other. Dude took something the wrong way that he didn't know the full story on.
And I would have, truth be known, I would have talked to the guy, because the guy, from me trolling him, the guy really was a vet. And that's not what I'm in for, is to like meet a bunch of vets and then go fucking fight them. I would have bought him a beer and talked to him and settled our differences that way. And once somebody meets you in person and, you know, you share a lot of the same common denominators with each other and realize, hey, this guy really is a vet, you have a lot of things in common. And you can usually talk instead of, you know, coming to fists and blows.
We usually just don't go to blows and fucking Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, you know.
You guys,
it's a weird spot.
You guys probably wait to take it to blows until you're in the bathroom or the parking lot.
Yeah, but their definition of blows is totally different than fist to cuff.
Yeah, sure.
Homoerotic fantasies in the Army. That's what goes.
Yeah, we're not homophobic. We're homoerotic. We're aroused by it. No.
There's no gain there.
You heard it here, folks. The army is homoerotic.
You don't want to start it.
So are you telling me there's no homosexuals in the Navy?
No, there is in every branch. Every branch of the service has got homosexuals. And
I'll tell you another stems from. You know, look at our commander-in-chief.
I'll tell you another story about, hold on.
So there's a plethora of gay people in the military.
Well, I don't know about plethora.
Yes, it's a good word for this scenario.
There's not a plethora of gays in the military.
Hold on, shut up.
You need a better mic, so you can tell him to shut up, and he has to because you're so loud.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to plug my headphones in so people can actually hear me. So, you're telling me...
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm just fucking screaming, dipshit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good way to do it, man.
How's that?
I heard that.
Good. Now, hear this. So, you're telling me that there's a shitload of gays in the military because the commander-in-chief is black or because he's a moron?
No, I was just joking. But, you know, knowing our commander-in-chief is gay, he's going to make it easier for them to get in. I mean, next thing you know, they'll be paying to have, you know, split penises be leaders, you know. So you're going to go from being a guy to being a girl, and, oh, I could be infantry because, you know, I did have a penis, and I already got my fucking blue tab and blue cord.
So here's where I
can lead infantrymen.
Would you say that you're a closet homosexual?
Negative. I'm so gay, I would have to come out of the garage. You can't fit this gayness in a closet.
You just said you're so gay. That's what I thought. That's what I thought you said. Yeah.
Well, what do you think that Army service ribbon is? Gay pride ribbon, right?
It's the Ganambla Award. Yeah, that's what we call it, the Ganambla Award, the Gay-Ass North American Man-Boy Lovers Association.
So here's where BG and I separate, because I don't have anything against gay people serving. You know, served with them, kicked down fucking doors in Iraq and Afghanistan with them.
It just sounds a lot funnier.
So I'll tell you a story. Like, we were up here doing a walk for hashtag walk for the voiceless 22. That's a plug. And
that's two today. $50.
We were down in D.C. doing a walk, and we went up to the nation's capital. We got kicked off the capital, and then we were walking by this group of Catholic people that were protesting gay rights, gay people getting married, and this whole group of us, probably like 40 of us, 30 to 40 of us, and this young kid walks up, and he's walking up to my son to hand him a petition to sign. Well, I step in front of him, and he goes, "Would you sign my petition?" I said, "What's that for?" And he goes, "Well, this is so gay people can't be married." And I said, "Well, that's dumb. I don't agree with that." And he said, "Why don't you agree with that?" And I said, "Because I think gay people ought to be married. Everybody ought to be married if they want to be married." And he goes, "Well, that's wrong." And I looked at him. I said, "Dude, I said you're about fucking 18 years old. I said you walked in a group of a bunch of fucking veterans that don't give a shit. I said, won't you pick up a fucking weapon, come on over to Afghanistan or Iraq, kick down fucking doors next to a gay man, and that gay man saves your fucking life, and then come back over here and then spread your fucking bullshit." And then our two freedom guards got on there, two former Marines. They got up there, and they were in American flag type Daisy Dukes. They call them in the Marine Corps, they're called silkies. And they had
Coochie
on
cutters.
They had flak vests on. They started dancing up to them all close and stuff. And it was funny. And we actually, I didn't know it at the time, but we actually had two gay guys with us. They were both Army. I'd made that.
Yeah, they found that out later in the club when it came to blows.
But, you know, that's on me. I've got a guy, a buddy of mine, I served with in 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, named Staff Sergeant Alvia. And he lost his leg. I was in the minefield where he lost his leg, ran through a minefield where that guy was at, where he actually lost his fucking leg. That dude was gay. You know, I love that dude like my brother.
Way to bust him out on fucking live.
He's already been. That dude's already been on CNN, Fox News, everything. He's a real big advocate for gays being in the military. He's in Texas. And I guarantee you.
Well, that 3-7 and clears, right?
3-7 no shit would have no problem.
Oh, come
that
on. Hey, BG, listen.
That's an old joke. That's way older than us. Everybody's
got a joke. Hold on. We've got a rule here on this show. Okay? And the rule on this show is rule number one is it's got to be funny. You got to use jokes that people. The first time anybody ever heard that joke was when fucking Full Metal Jacket came out.
Right. So you're talking about don't tell Moses jokes.
Even though BG looks like he crawled straight out of the fucking Old Testament, don't tell them old ass jokes. You look like you climbed down fucking Mount Sinai with two fucking tablets under your fucking arm.
He's a stunt double for the Sasquatch commercials. I don't know if you knew that or not, but messing with Sasquatch, he's a stunt double for that guy.
Jack Links, right?
Yeah.
Plug Jack Links. $50 to bug out military 501c.
So what's up with your guys' fucking 501c3? Are you getting it?
Well, we've got it. We're pretty much building it up right now, as in getting all of our paperwork and legalities going. We actually already got our articles of incorporation, but everything we've done so far up until this point has just been through our regular bug out page. We haven't actually done anything as a 501c except raise the money to pay for it, and we bought a printer scanner so I can send people receipts and send people copies of stuff so they can sign things. But really,
Hold on, wait. We haven't raised any money. The only money, because I don't want people out
donated.
There to listen to it, it's donated by everybody that's part of the board. So
yes,
we've all donated. Everybody
members.
On the board members has paid for it. So we haven't raised it.
Yeah, we haven't really
make that
raised
clear.
Anything. Yeah.
Some people
I
know about 501c's would be like, hey, I want to see your tax receipts. Well, it's all donated money from the board of directors. The only money that's going into our 501c is from the actual board of directors like us.
So we pretty much paid for it for ourselves right now, and we bought a printer. And we're trying to learn what we can do, how we can do it so we don't fuck up, because it don't take much of fucking up. Everything we've done so far has been through bug out, you know, just our regular page. And we've been doing that for a while. So it's pretty much just going the way it has been for a while. We haven't really done much other than get it up and going, and now we got to learn the ropes so we don't pretty much step on our dick. Nobody wants to be out there daggone and done fucked up right off the bat. So we're trying to learn. We got a 300-page book to read and a lot of research online. You know, we're not going after anything until we figure it out, basically. You know, we don't know the ins and the outs. We didn't come into this being legally savvy on what's going on, and we didn't have the luxury of having a lawyer or somebody that's already done it for a while. We basically talked to a few people that has done it. We took some of their tips, and now we're just trying to learn the ropes.
And a lot of our money that, you know, that even on just a regular bug out, it has nothing to do with our 501c. Like, there's hundreds of stories we could tell where, you know, we got people to, you know, pay $20-$25 for some dude to have a pizza. You know, it's out there working. So there's a lot of good work.
Oh, Kyle remembers that day. Kyle actually called me up and said he was going to pay for it, but we got it paid for before, you know, it even went through. Another dude stepped up super quick. He's like, hey, man, give me his number, you know. He pretty much sent me, I think, $30. He said, send him some pops, too. Get him two pizzas.
Yeah, there's other things we help out people that are, you know, some of the other hate pages I give, you know, we send people over to Bug Out Military to talk to them about suicide prevention. We stayed on the line, two or three weeks ago with the National Suicide Hotline.
This chick was awesome. Plug them well.
So the National Suicide Hotline, I want to put this plug in there because
not
I've always
the
heard
side.
About the all the crap that people have gone through the vet side. I have my son's phone out here because we couldn't get through to the vet suicide hotline.
They said it was impossible, by the way.
And the Leo or the lady on there said that they would not send Leos out there because it was a dangerous situation, even if we could find this person. And I told her, I said, you know, that's a horrible thing to say, and that's unacceptable. Because I'm part of the VFW up here where I live at, and we just voted on $10,000 to send two of our Leos into a national fund for Leos for, like, way off places like Idaho, you know, Minnesota, these other places that don't have these big VFWs, to pay their Leos to come to the national convention in D.C. so they could learn these things and how to deal with vets that are going through suicide, not just to pull out their gun and start fucking shooting them, you know, to actually, you know, help them and deal with them. And I told that lady that, and I said, that's horrible. That's a horrible thing to say. It's unacceptable to me. And we
should. He actually went off. It was hilarious.
So we talked to the lady, and the lady on the National Suicide Hotline was actually the best. And I said, I will never tell people to call the VA Suicide Hotline without calling the National Suicide Hotline first. Because that lady,
I believe her name
was
Rebecca.
It was Rebecca. She stayed on the line first for over 2 hours.
Until Leo was actually en route, she stayed on there and actually looked up information. And while we was talking, she was just in the background, give us some of the best information we'd ever have. Because we'd have been like, hold on, we got to look it up. She's like, I already got that. Bam. She was on the line listening, and not just listening. She was proactive in helping this veteran. She did an awesome job, and I actually called up the next day and got in contact with her supervisor to give her some kind of accommodation for going above and beyond. She was on point.
That's good to hear. Listen, we're going to pause for a station break, and by station break, I mean I'm going to go outside and have some whiskey. So I'm going to play. What am I going to play? Hold on.
Play
some Lynyrd Skynyrd. Play some Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Fuck yourself. I'm going to play.
I'll do that.
I'm going to play an excerpt from our interview with Jeff Kyle.
Hello. And I'm going to try and hop into the same boat as Kyle and not sound like a fanboy. So, yeah.
And then we got.
I appreciate that.
Then we got one of my Army brothers, infantryman. I was actually aviation. I'm actually aviation, but Dustin Weber.
How you doing, sir?
Don't call me sir.
Marine.
Way
sorry.
To go, Dustin. Way to go. So, Jeff, what we're trying to do is. For this episode, and I'm glad we got to pre-record it so I could kind of I'm not going to, like, chop it up and do what the mainstream media does and make a completely different conversation out of our conversation. But for what we're doing, this episode is going to be Stolen Valor and some other stuff. We're going to have Landon Steele on talking about, you know, suicide awareness, suicide prevention. And I think I haven't really seen anybody else in the community that's doing as much for the veteran community as you are. And even by your own admission, a couple of quotes that I read where you had actually said that you felt like you've actually given more to the veteran community since you've been out than you did when you were in.
Right.
So, you know, if you could just, you know, kind of touch on that and just, you know, what we want to know is with all this Stolen Valor and it running rampant, a lot of people have kind of been cautious about donating to, you know, veteran services organizations and different ones. So we just kind of want to get your take on, you know, Stolen Valor for a little bit and maybe, you know, touch on some of the VSOs that are your favorites, the ones that you vetted, the ones that you put your time into.
Okay. Yeah, good to go. So, you know, like you had said that you had heard me say before was, you know, I feel like I'm able to serve more now than what I did before. And, you know, I mean, to me that's 100% true because when I was on active duty, in the reserves, what have you, you know, being deployed and everything, you know, I was able to help out my brothers right next to me, and that was it. And so now that I'm out, you know, I can reach out to, you know, to everybody. I can reach out to the Gold Star families, you know, and every veteran across the board, no matter what branch of service they were or, you know, what era they served in, you know, I can reach out there and, you know, get with them and get them help if possible and, you know, get them some notification if they need it and, you know, money if they need it and things like that. But, you know, I loved what I did in the service. I'm proud as hell of what I did. You know, I wouldn't change it for the world. And, you know, but I've got a mission now, and, you know, I got to push forward with it and continue on. As far as the Stolen Valor deal goes, you know, that's pretty freaking disgusting how anybody could do that. You know, our men and women, the vets, you know, they're struggling every day. They don't have the help they need. That, you know, the government sucks helping us out. And, you know, then you've got some prick that, you know, decides to pretend that they were a service member or pretend that they did this and that. And, you know, it takes away from the men and women that really need the help, you know, because it does. It makes those people, you know, makes the civilians not want to help out and, you know, kind of turn a blind eye to what's going on. And, you know, you see it every day and, you know, I mean, what do we do about it? All we can do is call those people out and, you know, try to get rid of them. But, you know, they pop up everywhere and they figure out ways to make it harder for us to figure them out and things like that. But there's a ton of organizations out there that love helping vets. They have it in their hearts and, you know, they're 100%. Without a doubt, you know, golden on when it comes to helping vets and Gold Star families. Guardian for Heroes. Chris started that. He co-founded that foundation back in late 2009, early 2010. And, you know, I sit on the board for it now, and I can, you know, I'll put my name on it all day long, put my name out there all day long, and back it 100%. That it is one of the few 90-10 organizations that, you know, give at least 90% back to the veteran community, you know, if not more. And, you know, I see it every day because I help pick the vets and I help put the money out there to them. Another one is American Valor Foundation, which is what we run the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit through. You know, we've only been doing it for about 2 years now, and we pick a different veteran nonprofit to give the proceeds to each year. Our first year, we raised a little over $140,000, and every bit of that money went to Base Camp 40, Warriors in the Wild. This year we raised over $450,000 for
Wow.
Guardian for Heroes. Yeah. And this next year picked another veteran foundation that I've worked with. I don't sit on the board for or anything, but, you know, I do a lot of work with them, and I back them 100%. And that's how we pick these foundations is, you know, we get to know the people inside, you know, behind the foundation, who started it, what they do, and, you know, where the money comes from. We've met a lot of the donors that, you know, help these foundations out, and then we meet the veterans, too, that the foundations have helped. And this next year, proceeds are going to go to Spirit of a Hero.
Hello.
And, you know, I mean, we vet them 100%. We make sure that they are at least a 90-10. And, you know,
yeah.
So there's no telling how much money we'll be able to raise for them this year. You know, I think every year it's going to grow, and, you know, we believe in it 100%. And, you know, we only give it to the foundations that we know and love and trust and believe in. So, you know, it does. It becomes a struggle,
on who do you give the money to? Where's the money going? You know, is it going to the right places? Are they, you know, keeping too much of it for themselves? Are they paying their directors? Things like that. You know, so it's a difficult spot to be in, but, you know, we pick the ones that are legit 100%.
Let me ask you, what's that?
I was going to say, without saying any names, we've worked with one organization and come to find out, trying to raise money for them, come to find out that most of the money was going to the directors.
Right, yeah.
So, I think you can probably guess which one that is.
Yeah, I can probably use some... Yeah, I think there's a W in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's along the same initials as the WWF. Well, Jeff, let me ask you. So after Chris passed away, did you feel any hesitation to keep doing what you were doing? You know, with how he passed away, did you feel any hesitation working with the vets, like at any time, you know, it might not be safe, or you just did that drive you even more to help and to
back? Yeah, all right, we're still here.
Yeah, we're here.
I didn't even get a chance to have a fucking cigarette, do another shit.
So, hold on, we don't know if you plugged the show much tonight, because, you know, I didn't see it or nothing, but we just plugged it in Bug and told them to call in.
Yeah, did you post the phone number?
Yeah, I just posted a picture. Well, I'm actually posting a picture of it right now as we speak.
Right on. Hey, listen, real quick, while we're on the air, I got to say something real quick. I'm looking at a picture. I'm actually looking at some video of my good buddy Andrew, and I got to say one thing to him. Coin check, motherfuckers! Where's it at? I want to see those fucking coins.
Coin check. We thought about making bug out coins. We thought that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Bad thing is, I mean, it's kind of pretty expensive, you know, and we don't want to make people pay for a coin, and we're not in a position right now just to give out a shitload of fucking coins.
I can't. Hold on just a second, BG.
What are you doing? Sucking off a cow or something?
No, I'm trying to fucking do the Google Hangouts shit. I'm trying to keep, trying to have one.
Good enough low life.
Hang out with me on a goddamn video.
Oh, speaking of that, your videos have me fucking cracking up, man. I watch that shit. They're so funny.
You know, I try to
have with the weights. The gym pumping the iron. Oh my God! I was
pretty
thinking
big
about
old boy though. You gotta give him that.
Well, his penis makes up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to take a still shot of you while you were lifting weights and make one of something on Facebook News about you lifting weights, about, you know, the transgenders being allowed in the Army Rangers.
Oh, God.
And shit.
I'm telling you what. I'm telling. Oh,
is that your vibrator?
I got a video show going in the fucking other. So, real quick, everybody who was on Hangouts, did everybody have a coin? Who didn't have a coin? Well, I'm going to have a drink for you just for the hell of it.
Hey, turn your vibrator off, man. I hear that thing going off, man.
That's not my
leave
vibrator.
Him alone.
I'll be back in a little bit. So anyway, you know, what it all comes down to is, BG, if you make a meme of me, I'm going to come to Washington, Kentucky.
It was Roger.
And I'm going to find you.
Doc was
going to
do it, not me.
Doc was going to do it. Okay, Doc.
Yeah, not
me. I don't know
me.
Where you're at, but I'm going to do my best Liam Neeson impression right now, and I'm going to tell you that I have a very particular set of skills that I have acquired over a long career.
Like, I know how to fix helicopters. I will drop shit on your head.
No cargo straps for you underneath.
All I can say is my career consists of hanging out the side of a fucking helicopter, shooting motherfuckers in the face. So at any time,
expect the worst, right?
Of course, pray for the fucking
don't
pet.
Tell him that shit. He won't go outside for the next week without a Kevlar. It's like, hey, I can't come to work. How come? Some guy on Facebook told me he's going to kill me from a helicopter. Jade Helm. Be like, I need to work in D.C. for a while. Why? Because there's a no-fly zone.
I'm on the air right now. I'm going to ask you because you just made that no-ball comment. Here in about an hour, when I finish this fucking bottle of Witchy, I'll still be able to find my balls. So.
I still got mine. I mean, even though the old lady's fixed, I would cut them off because they're so ugly, but I'm kind of attached to them. You know.
Hold on. All of you right now, all you motherfuckers, since you want to be on Google Hangouts at the same time, I'm going to give you guys a phone number or a link. And if you can, I want you to call in right now. Area code 646-787. Oh, come on, Eugene. Huh?
8359.
Okay, 646-787. Okay.
8359.
One more time for the fucking cheap seats. The guest call-in is 646-787-8359. This is my fucking radio show. Duh.
Yeah, bitches. Get them in here.
Yeah. Okay, Alex, Axel, what phone number are you calling from? Okay, well now I'm talking to all of you guys.
Yeah, that would be a good thing, Kyle.
Oh, so,
he's got his number.
This is what we're
going to do.
This is what we're going to do.
Everybody
listen up. Who needs the number?
787.
Nah, fuck it.
I'm good. You know, I'm on the phone right now.
I hear you.
I think dude just hung up on you.
No, Dougie hung up. Okay, this is what we're going to do. You guys hear me?
I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing.
We're just going to play. I hear you, Doc. Okay, we're going to play a quick game. Okay? This is a game that we love to play on the show. This show is called the FKM game. Who's talking about? Okay. This is the show we're going to play. This is the game we're going to play. We're going to play the game that I like to play on the show called the FKM game. The fuck one, kill one, marry one game. Seriously. Andrew, do you know how to play this game?
Really? You want to? Yes, I know this game. I got asked this game earlier today, actually.
All right, so we're going to play a quick round.
I'm always ready.
I knew my mom, and she was like, because we were sitting at lunch, and she took a picture of me and her at lunch.
What am I listening to right now?
I have no idea.
Oh, is Dougie calling back in?
Oh.
Dougie, are you already on the line?
I'm here.
Fuck, Mom, I'm on the radio.
Sounds like.
Okay, we're getting echoes. Echo.
Oh, listen up. Hey, everybody, listen up. If you're listening to the show at the same time that you're calling in, then mute whatever you're listening to. Sound good?
Better.
All right, so lay it on me. What are my three choices?
All right, here's your three choices, Andrew. Your three choices for the FKM game. Barbara Streisand with fecal vomiting.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Dead.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, but she's got AIDS. And Angelina Jolie with advanced leprosy. Like, I'm talking, as soon as you put your dick in her, it's falling off.
All right. You kind of made it a little too easy. I mean, I'm going to kill Hillary Clinton, obviously, because that's just a gift to humanity. And I will probably be given a private island for doing this. I will probably fuck Barbara Streisand and then marry Angelina Jolie. That way I can just look at her, have her clean the house, but I don't actually have to touch her. You know, just general neglect.
Yeah. He's winning.
So, you made it too easy. The one I had earlier today was even harder than this. Come on.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get back with you guys. I'm going to let you guys get back to the hangouts. I'm going to wrap up the show, and I'm going to be I'll be there here in a minute.
All right, well, you stay classy as fuck, all right?
I don't know what's wrong with I'm looking at Dougie's video right now, and he looks like one of those angry women on the View. He looks like this.
See? Talking about Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, probably.
He said women. She doesn't count.
No, she hasn't. She fucks women, but she is not one. So, oh, we got somebody else joining the show. So, okay. So that's what we're going to do. I got to get back to this. I'm actually not even really doing anything. I didn't have anything planned tonight. I'm just kind of ironing out some kinks with like how to screen callers and stuff, and I just happened to fucking be recording it. So I'm going to wrap this up, and then I'll come back and I'll join you guys in the hangout. Sound good?
Sounds good. We'll see you in a bit, man.
Sounds good.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, guys. BG.
Well, thanks for including this in your show tonight. We really appreciate it.
I didn't have any choice. You guys called in. I didn't know who I was talking to.
Okay, here's something else you need to think about.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Something else you need to think about.
I might be a little
start
late.
Start you a little notebook
somebody.
Of people that calling in. And write the number
BG,
down.
BG, hold on.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Who's that?
Hey, I might be a little late to the party. I heard something about somebody fucking a bitch and their dick falling off. I just wondered if that was a guy that was screwing my ex-wife now. I was just going to give him a heads up that, man, hey, it's not worth it. Just pack up your marbles and go play somewhere else.
Who am I talking to?
This is Joel Hastings.
Hey, buddy.
Listening to the show earlier, and then fucking around, and the phone quit. So, but now it's back. And...
Oh, there you go. Okay, I wasn't sure who left.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really
I didn't know how to do any of this crap. I'm kind of brand new to this, but sitting around, drinking beer by myself, so I figured, well, you fuckers is good enough to drink beer with, so.
Cheers, brother. I'm drinking beer.
Yeah. Oh, I'm always drinking beer. I'm just kidding, actually. I actually hate the taste of beer. But I love whiskey.
I only drink beer after 8. I wait, you know, I'm not an alcoholic. I wait to 8 or 9, sometimes 10, because I stay
well, that's when I start drinking usually is after breakfast. Like, I'll eat something first, and then about 8 or 9 or so, then I'll start drinking. But unless you meant p.m., and then, yeah, I'll do it then, too. I'm
no, I'm p.m. In the evening, man. In the evening.
Yeah. Man, what the hell? You're only getting about 50% of the use out of your liver.
Well, you know, I sleep all day because I stay up till 5 in the morning. I'm on Kentucky time, and I think 2 o'clock's that magic number. If anything's going to happen, it usually happens before 2. So that magic number from Kentucky turns to 5. So as I'm sitting here waiting
you remind me of a friend of mine who, you know, every time I leave the bar, he always calls me with these stories like, you're never going to guess what happened after you left. And then it always turns out to be like some fucking made up fucking Dear Penthouse forum letter. Like as soon as I walked out, 3 chicks walked in and they're like, we want to have a dick sucking contest starting with you, you know? And so I always call bullshit until the first time it actually fucking happened. And I was actually there for it. And it was quite awesome. It was fun.
Hey, I got a couple people saying they're trying to call in or getting ready to, so let's see what's up.
Nope, nobody's calling in right now. In fact, I'm going to put you on
hold. They just
kind of
sent me a message like, what are we calling into? I'm like, fuck it, just call.
I'm going to pause for station identification real quick and play some Hank. This one's Whiskey Benton, Hellbound, Hank Williams Jr.
Yes,
going out to all the bug out military fans. Stay on hold for about 4 minutes, and I'll be right back. This is Section 8 Power Hour, and you've got the preacher.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that when I fall, I can't help myself at all. And I get about a ramming man, put a cold one in my hand, 'cause you know I love to hear those guitar sounds. Don't you play, I'm so lonesome I could cry, 'cause I'll get all thank you.
And we are back. And we've got somebody else on the line. Area code 812, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who are we talking to?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who are we talking
That's
to?
Your name? I'm here?
Sorry. Sorry, I'm walking this half-naked chick dancing on YouTube right now.
Oh. Well, that's, at least you got that going for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, that'll grab your attention, but how about talk to us? You know, we're so important over here.
I like
you know,
boobies.
You're killing valuable time, dude.
I like boobies.
So I had a couple people say they were calling in. Is this Jacob or JD or what are you fuckers or what?
This I'm DJ.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Well,
say
out,
something,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, say something interesting, man.
All right,
give us a little
on.
Bit
I'm
of
gonna,
your history.
I'm gonna
I feel
tell
like
you
there's
guys.
More awkward silences in this than there was in my last relationship. And that lasted like 45 minutes.
Well, now you're in a circle jerk and you're going to have to go skiing if you don't talk. Or use your mouth for something
right,
else if you don't
guys,
talk.
I'm going to tell you guys a story. I'm going to call this the chili pepper seed story. My boy Billy is on the, he's over here hanging out at the house right now. And he's heard this story. And as soon as I said the chili pepper seed story, he goes, no. So, years ago when I was in the Air Force, I was a KC-10 crew chief, and I was, where the hell were we? We were flying forth between Germany and Spain. And so we talk, we fly into Spain, we fly into Rota Air Base, and I have to give you a little bit of a background on the and probably the most straight-laced, huh?
Went blank for a minute.
Oh. Anyway, Joe was probably one of the most straight-laced guys I ever met. I mean, this guy grew up Southern Baptist, just straight edge like nobody's business. And he always talked about doing chicks in the ass, like, all the time. Like, he wasn't even allowed to go to, like, school dances and shit. And that's all he wanted to do. Like bypass holding hands, bypass, you know, kissing, making out. He just wanted to do chicks in the ass. And it was just kind of awkward. And that was what he would focus on while he was while we were drinking. So we landed at Rota Air Base in Spain, and this motherfucker, he goes off to the hotel. So I go to the hotel and get in my room. I go downstairs, and I'm going to go find some strange. Well, if anybody who knows anything about Rota Air Base, they know that there's roughly, 35... 40 whorehouses within like a 5-mile radius. So I come out of this hotel and I'm waiting for the taxi driver and I get in the taxi and all of a sudden here comes Joe and he comes running out of the taxi and he said, where are you going? I said, oh, I'm going to go down to this brothel. I'm going to see about a fucking couple of girls. I mean, we're in Spain, so fucking why not, right? So I asked the cab driver, I said, where can I find some girls? So he takes us to this place called the Yellow Rose. So we go to this whorehouse, and you walk in, and as soon
soon as you walk in, there's, I don't know, probably 15, 20 girls, and they're all lined up. So you pick your girl. She takes you upstairs. They do what they do. So I go up there for 2 hours. I got two girls. I go up there for 2 hours. And Joe, I come back down. Yeah, I'm an overachiever. So I'm sitting at the bar. My 2 hours is up. I'm waiting for this motherfucker. Here comes another hour, and then another hour. So I'm sitting at the bar for 2 hours. I'm fucking drinking, waiting for this cocksucker. And finally he comes down. I said, "You good?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, man. This guy's got a mile-wide grin on his face." So about 5 days later, we get back to McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. And I'm sitting in my dorm room, and I had one of the old-school Nintendo NES systems, right? And sitting in there, I'm playing, you know, listening to my music, drinking. And so this guy comes banging on the door. He's like, "Nuring, dude, my shit's all fucked up." I'm like, "What do you mean your shit's all fucked up?" He's like, "Dude, my shit, like, it's all fucked up." And I was like, "I don't know what the fuck you're talking about." He goes, "My dick, it's fucked up. Like, it's all swelled up, like, 10 times the fucking normal size. Like, I don't know what's going on." So he's like, "Can you take me to the fucking, can you take me over to the fucking hospital or to the after-hours clinic? I can't drive." Like, he literally couldn't sit down in the seat of the truck because, you know, his cock was, like, rubbing up against everything. And it was killing him. It was swollen so fucking bad. So I get him loaded in the car. I drive him over to the fucking hospital. We get in the waiting room. We're sitting in the waiting room. Beautiful fucking beautiful Air Force captain comes walking out. And she's calling people back. And I'm fucking with him. I'm like, "That's the one you're going to get." And he's like, "Fuck you, fuck you." Sure as shit, 10 minutes later, she calls him back. And so he gets up. And I help him back there. And she's like, "Have him stripped down, stripped down." I'm trying not to laugh because I know what's coming. He's about to get rotted off the fucking range, right?
Ow.
So she comes walking into the fucking exam room. She looks right at me and she goes, "Well, Airman, what seems to be the problem?" And I was like, "No, ma'am, not me, him." So as soon as he said, "I was on R&R in Spain," she stopped him right there, and she said, "Okay." She pulls back his hospital gown, and you know what? 13 years in the Army and the Air Force, you see a lot of dick.
Dick look like a football,
and
right?
I refer to that as peripheral dick. You don't look directly at the dick. It's like side view dick. It's horrible. But it's like a necessary. It's not a. You're gonna see.
You still
it.
Got a glance, right?
Yeah. You're not gonna glance, you fucking faggot. I'm just saying.
What was he saying? It's like I'm expecting a football.
So anyway,
PD's got eagle eyes. He's gonna do more than glance.
Yeah. If you,
I'm expecting worse. I was in Korea.
if you can count the freckles on the head of his dick, then you're looking a little too fucking long, bud. That's all I'm gonna say.
So PD's like 24. Without hesitation, 24.
Fucking finish.
This is what happened. So she pulls back his hospital gown, and this guy's cock is swelled up like 6 times the normal size, and it's fucking colors of the rainbow that haven't even been invented yet. I mean,
it's like
fucking
a Care Bear stare.
Yeah,
like
it looks like a fucking
stare down there.
Yeah, it looks like a Care Bear stare. Like one part of it is like purple and half red. And fucking green and orange and yellow. So she puts on the gloves, and every time she touches it, it's like it like he fucking moves with it. Like it hurts him so fucking bad. So she finally gets out the fucking swizzle stick, and she kind of gets it in there. And she must have had a fight with her boyfriend the morning before because she twisted that motherfucker once she got it in there, like she was turning a skeleton key on a fucking castle door. I mean, just fucking cranked on that bitch. So she goes to pull it out real slow. I don't know how much pressure was going on behind whatever that was fucking blocking. But when she fucking pulled that thing out of there, this fucking stream of pus comes flying out of this fucking thing and hits her little fucking plastic smock that she was wearing. On the end of this fucking swizzle stick, was a fucking chili pepper seed from when he was fucking those whores in the ass. And the pointy end of the chili pepper seed cut the inside of his urethra, and he got septicemia, which is blood poisoning, from her shit. The nurse looks at him and she goes, another 2 days and you'd have been fucking dead, or you'd have been a fucking eunuch. And she actually said eunuch. And it was the fucking awesomest fucking thing I've ever experienced. So long story, you know, so fucking, to rush to the end, there was a lot of other funny moments in that fucking, that night. I get him all the way back to the fucking barracks. I get him all tucked in. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, fucking man, my Friday night's shot, so I'm going to go over to the fucking NCO club and have a fucking beer. Well, before I left, he looks at me and goes, brother, I really appreciate this, but if I could just ask you, don't tell anybody about this. And I literally looked right at him and I said, nobody would believe me if I told them.
Yeah, so you put it on a radio podcast.
Statute of limitations a long time ago. So anyway,
like, I really trust you now.
I leave the barracks and I get in the truck, I go over to the NCO club, and it was like something out of a movie. As soon as I walk in, the fucking jukebox stops. And I looked at all my buddies, and I was like, you guys are never going to believe what the fuck just happened. And then I told them the whole fucking story. It was fucking good shit. So, listen, boys.
Well.
I hate to wrap this up. It's been real. It's been fun. But
wrap it up.
Hey, I'm in. Actually, what I was going to bring something up here. I would hate to be infected with a chili pepper seed, but I cannot be the only motherfucker here wondering what the 16-digit grid to the front door of that whorehouse is. I mean,
well, let me tell you something.
You know.
Let me tell you something. There has been a couple of guys that have asked me, if you Google Rota, Spain, and Google brothels, there's about 45 fucking brothels that will fucking come up. And in 2004...
Well,
listen, in 2004, you could get two girls for 2 hours.
Muted himself.
It cut out there, but I think it'd probably be a better investment to go to the one next door, maybe. I don't.
$120 for two chicks for 2 hours, $120 American dollars total.
Well, now, that's about what the going rate was in Korea. Unfortunately, I was married when I was in Korea, but I had a buddy.
I don't know where the fuck you was going. You was hitting the wrong spots, buddy.
Well, the
$40, I could stay all night.
We were in Walgreens.
Hey, boys, listen.
And had a buddy. We'll refer to him as Girth.
Fellas, 15 seconds. We got 10 seconds left. Listen. Tomorrow night, call into the show, talk to me. We're going to be broadcasting for 2 hours. I got to go. It's been real. It's been fun, but it ain't been real fun. I love you, motherfuckers. Have some fun.
Hey, thanks, Kyle.
24 hours. See you guys.
Bye, Kyle.